Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio. Portions of the show are recorded.
If I had a crystal ball, I would have said, hey, you know what? Hey, Julius Randle, save that 57 for when you can hold a team under 60% from the floor.
57?
Shut up.
50, play some defense, man.
57 points. 57. I mean, this is one of those games you look at and you go, what the hell are we doing? What the hell are we doing? Julius Randle scores 57, and the Wolves, who were an under 500 team, find a way to come into Madison Square Garden after the Knicks beat the Nuggets, and hey, we want everybody to take us seriously, right? That's what I hate about this game, is that this was, hey man, after this weekend, even the staunchest of disbelievers who just never want to give the Knicks credit for anything, they would say, hey, we got to take the Knicks seriously. And then they see a game like tonight and go, huh, no, we don't. Come on, man. A Tom Thibodeau team allows a team to shoot 60% from the floor and 60% from three-point range.
Top come five on, my ass.
Come on, man. That's just, I mean,
you did have them in your top five.
Kidding. You got to be kidding.
Top five
man.
My
I mean, really, and Torian Prince, the guy's averaging 8 points a game, and he's got,
you
know,
that's
five.
He lit
35.
Yeah, but that's the one that
a game.
Yeah, you got to pause in that locker room, right? Because you pride yourself on busting your ass for 48 minutes and for playing defense and all this stuff, and he went and he torched you. Now, part of it becomes the old, hey, he's due to hit a cold streak because, you know, he's not a guy that scores at all. You know what? Sometimes every dog has his day, and today, well, it was Prince's. It was Prince's day.
He did the Lakers no favors.
And TJ, this is what it sounds like for Prince when the Knicks cry. TJ. Sorry, just still in that mode. I really 141-34. No, you're right.
Hey, no Edwards, and you still couldn't beat the Wolves.
And you know what? And stop
Frostburg. And you gave up 140.
Couldn't even help the Lakers.
You were completely rooting for the Knicks tonight.
No, I was not.
Yes, you were, because a win would have helped the Lakers.
Yeah, you know what? He was only half in. And that's the kind of funny thing about it. As much as it might help the Knicks, or help the Lakers, he can't cheer for the Knicks.
Dude,
he does not want you to have nice things.
Come on, man. Frostburg was wearing a Julius Randle jersey. He was all excited, man.
Well, the old
Spike
Lakers
Knicks hat on. Oh, he was ready, man.
I torched that one a long time ago.
Nah, he was ready. He was happy. He was excited. Yeah, Julius. No, he was excited.
I don't even go near Orange Julius's because of that guy.
Wow, really? Orange Julius is pretty good.
Are they still in the malls? Or are they gone?
Oh, I haven't seen an Orange Julius in a long time.
I can't say I spent a lot of time traversing the local malls except to go to the AMC, but I'm curious now.
Look out for the bar in the sinkhole. You'll find some Orange Julius's.
Could that be a show where people go in search of stores that they wonder, are there any of them left?
Oh, that's great.
You know, like, is that a show? Because I realize you could just figure it out by getting on Google, but maybe not. Because, hey, Orange, let's try to find an Orange Julius. And you go and you find, oh, there is one that actually exists. I had to get in my car. I had to drive 5,000 miles here, whatever it was. But find place. Do they still? Like,
where's Spencer's?
Are there still any? There's actually a Spencer's in the mall, not too close to where I live. There's a Spencer's.
How do you know?
Because I was in the mall recently, and I remember walking by going, oh, my God, there's a Spencer's. I remember telling Zoe, when I was a kid, Spencer's was the place to go because they had clothes, they had gadgets, they had whoopee cushions, they had everything. Man, Spencer's was the best.
And if you went past that little rope in the back, there was specialty items.
I don't want to talk to her about going past ropes in the back for
that's
things.
Where I got my Prince Albert.
No, I don't want to. You know, that was always two things people would always call the grocery store I worked in at with when I was a kid. They would call and say two things. They would say, do you have Prince Albert in a can? Or they would say, do you have olive oil in your store? And we would say yes. And they would say, why don't you let him out? Like that was, they would do that all the time. Do you have olive oil in the store? Yes. Why don't you let her out? You know, you have Prince Albert in a can? Yeah. Why don't you let him out? People do that all the time.
Did you eat spinach after that?
No. Yeah. Prince I popped Albert. It in my mouth just like I crushed it out of a can. Yeah. No. Come on. Me eat spinach if I don't have to? Come on. Why would I do that?
Hey, we got Prince Albert spinach. In the show. We're winning.
It's spinach. Prince Albert in a can.
That was next level stuff right there.
All right. Now, as we get to the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament, this story that we thought was over has jumped back out in a very strange way. Now, you probably heard the name Antoine Davis over the course of the last couple of weeks. He was a guy that potentially could have broken the biggest record in all of college basketball. He was 4 points shy of breaking the all-time scoring record of Pistol Pete Maravich. And they lost in the Horizon League tournament. Their record was 14-18. They were hoping to get an invitation or the school would want to pay their way into the CBI so he could play another game and he could own the all-time scoring record. Except it didn't happen. They were not invited. And Antoine Davis did an interview today that was pretty shocking with a couple of things. He talked to the Associated Press. He was asked, how do you feel about not getting another chance to play and ending your career 4 points short of the all-time record in scoring in college basketball? And he said, quote, I'm upset about it. I feel like I got cheated out of something that they can't ever give back to me. I think it's selfish and weird that people called or emailed the CBI to say we shouldn't be in the tournament because they didn't want me to break the record. Now, this is kind of a couple of shocking things. You know, first Davis saying, I got cheated out of something they can't give me, and then that people emailed or called the CBI to say, don't let him and his Detroit Mercy team in. Now, the CBI did say, hey, we did get unsolicited emails and voicemails about Detroit Mercy saying, we don't want Pete Maravich's record broken, but the decision we made wasn't based on whether we wanted him to break the record or not. So let's deal with that part of it first. First of all, yes, it's incredibly crappy that people would call and say, don't let him in. We don't want the record broken. What do you care? What do you care if the guy gets in or not? I mean, what how does that hurt you? Oh, my goodness. How does that affect your life if they let him in the tournament and he breaks Pete Maravich's record? What is that? I mean, really. I mean, even some members of Pete Maravich's family say they love Antoine Davis. Hey, if he gets it, he gets it. But, you know, can you let a team at 14 and 18 into the CBI? Your season should be over. I kind of get that, right? But for people to call, that's the first part of it is, what the hell is wrong with you? You don't want to see the guy break an all-time record because it affects you how? How does this affect you? I don't understand. Tell me how this makes your life worse than it was. You just want to say, no, I don't want it because I don't want it. For whatever reason, that's something I agree. That's a load of crap, and that's got no place in anything. And hopefully the CBI wasn't swayed by, people calling saying we don't want Maravich's record broken.
Yeah, I think some of it goes down to if you're adding the supporting elements, and we'll get into those as we flow through, no doubt, as to how you would get to the point of breaking it, then I can understand it. If it's just in a vacuum, it's like, oh, we can't have this guy take down Pistol Pete's record. Well, that's just silly. But when you start taking in the accompanying stuff, you know, the fact that they were 14 and 19 and they could pay their way into a postseason tournament, that's kind of problematic to me. Like, that I understand. Don't let them pay their way in. This is silly. Because there was one discussion point where it was going to cost him, what, 27-5 to be part of a postseason tournament where he would need to score another 6 points or 5 points to break the record. Like, when you start getting into that level of things, like, is it worth 27-5 to let this guy go break a record? Do we want to play that badly? Like, that's bad business. That's bad basketball and against the spirit of what you're trying to do. But if it's just in general, I like Pistol Pete and he deserves to keep this record forever, yeah, then you can beat it.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Now but to me, that's the easy part of the conversation, because the tough part is this, is that to hear Antoine Davis say, I felt like I got cheated out of something they can't ever give back to me. And I say, you know, hang on for 1 second. I mean, just let's be real for a second. Maravich set his points record in 3 seasons. Okay? He played 3 seasons of college basketball. There was no three-point shot, and freshmen couldn't play. All right? 3,667 career points. This is Antoine Davis, who was 4 points shy of breaking it, and he played 5 years of college basketball because he got the extra year that everybody got for COVID. And for him to say, I was cheated out of this, I would say, dude, you had a long time to break this record. You needed 4 points short. It sucks. I get it. But to say you were cheated out of it is something they can't give back to you. You could have had a couple of better games. You had 5 years to get a record that someone took 3 years to make. And if you don't get it, I don't feel that awful for you. No. And for him to say I was cheated out of it, I'm like, dude, just say I wish I could have done it. It really would have been something. It would have been great for me. But in the end, really, you had five years. I mean, sometimes you have to talk about the difference in games played. I get that we are splitting hairs and we say, well, here's a record that was set in 154 games of Major League Baseball versus 162, or a record that was set in the NFL in 17-game season versus a 16-game season. That I understand. Hey, we're talking about something that's close. You had 2 full seasons more to break this record, man.
With 3-point shots.
And not only that, you had more games in each regular season to break this. And yes, you had the 3. You had all of these things and you couldn't break it. No, I don't think you got cheated out of it. I think fell short.
You were 14 and 19 this year. Yeah. Your team stunk. This is Julius Randle tonight. Great job. Good effort. What was it? The 24th 50-point game of the year
57.
In the NBA.
Shut up.
That's all fine and good. You lost. Your team went 14 and 19. You're home. Congratulations on a great career. I hope you play basketball at some level somewhere in your future. Breaking a record, you know what? You'll go down as number 2. And I guarantee you, a week ago, outside of people that really follow college basketball, nobody had any idea you were that close to the record.
He'll always be number 2.
Yeah, well, and look, and it's not that he didn't have a great career. He had a tremendous career.
100%.
When's the last time we talked about somebody getting close to breaking the all-time scoring record, right? I mean, in college basketball, right? In college. I mean, never, right? So, you know, that's a great thing. But, you know, I feel like they want to push that, oh, we could have played and he could have done it had other schools not called and complained about letting them in the tournament. Because the head coach, who's his dad, Mike Davis, said that, hey, they painted the picture. We were trying to buy a record because they were going to spend the $27,000 to get in, but the CBI was never going to let us in because of the backlash and with everybody calling to say that. Again, that's ridiculous. What do you care about letting them in? I don't understand that. But at the same time, I think you should just say, hey, it was an unbelievable run and he just missed.
Well, right? I would say I care for the integrity of what your game is supposed to be. This isn't a grade school tournament where, hey, you got a bunch of people that can buy their way in to be in the field of whatever. Like, in theory, you should have some sort of resume, some sort of standards other than whether a check's gonna clear to be in a postseason tournament in the NCAA.
Yeah, I mean, you can't play the integrity card and say, hey, these teams had no integrity, when you were going to say, hey, there's no way we should be near a postseason tournament, but we'll pay the money to get in just to do it.
No, but that's my point, that should not exist.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that that exists at all is problematic in and of itself.
Dude, the CBI needs a way to make money, man. I mean, they need that money. They got to find a way,
man. Did you field five guys? No, my team's out there.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, you only have four guys? And I got Hackman over there. I'm good to go. Let's go.
I like how it's $27,500. Not like $30,000. No, $27,500. You know. No one's going higher than $27,500, man. That's all we could put it at to play in the CBI.
Yeah, I think it's a better number. 30 is nice and round. Nah, to hell with that. 27.5.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Coming up next, is Cam Newton on his way back to the NFL? Is Lamar Jackson on his way out of Baltimore? Keep it right here. Jason Lock and Fora Odyssey. Washington Post NFL Insider stops by with all the latest. This is Fox Sports Radio.
He was great.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yo.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. Cam Newton's going to throw. Is he on his way back to the NFL? Is Lamar Jackson on his way out of Baltimore? Oh, for all that and more, we head to the hotline, bring in Odyssey, Washington Post insider extraordinaire, longtime friend of the show, Jason LaCanfora, who was taking time away from his NFL duties to write 1,000 words on the Syracuse women's lacrosse team, now the new number one team in the country. What's up, Jay?
What's going on? I got to admit, I have paid no attention to lacrosse. I put a $25 bet on the Towson Tigers getting a goal and a half with, I think it was Albany coming here like 3 weeks ago. And we didn't cover, and I haven't paid any attention to lacrosse since. So I will take your word for it that the Syracuse gals are ranked first. Yeah, I've totally checked out.
Wow, you've stopped. That's great. You have stopped betting lacrosse. I think when you're betting lacrosse, you need to, nominally.
I mean, I'm sure as we get closer to, the tournament, I'll pay more attention. But I know the Maryland men are dominant, but Johns Hopkins is seemingly down. Loyola has been down for a while. Towson seems to be down. Yeah, I mean, a lot of the schools around here are not quite as dominant as normal.
All right, well,
I'm sure that's why you guys have me on.
Exactly.
No, that was good.
Yes,
that was a good breakdown. We'll get lots of traction in those discords.
Yeah.
Do we know anybody?
5,000 people just turned their radio off at the same time.
Do we know anybody who bets lacrosse? Oh, let's get Jason Lockett for it.
Right. I've done it once. I did it once. It didn't work out. Again, I did it the first week of the season, which was probably dumb, right? I should have probably waited till I actually, take in a little bit more and have a little bit more empirical evidence. But, yeah.
All right, so let's get to this because this is kind of fun the last few hours. I'm going to have an interesting person throwing at Auburn's Pro Day tomorrow, Cam Newton, because he says, ain't 32 people better than me in the NFL looking for a comeback from Cam Newton. How does this play out, Jay?
Oh, geez. I don't think. I mean, there's a body of work. He's played in a Super Bowl. You know what I mean? He's been an MVP. Really? We're going to see something at a pro day that's going to rekindle interest or take this to a new level or whatever? Do I think there's a spot for him in the league somewhere? I mean, there could be, I guess, but I mean, I'm torn because Jared Stidham started a game last year. So, Sam Ellinger started a game last year. So, I don't know. I'm conflicted. But I think Cam's had his time, and I think Cam's body kind of started breaking down on him, right? And, I mean, not to say he can't play in the league, but does Cam really need to be or want to be is a better way to frame it. A guy who is making $2.5 million to basically hold a clipboard. I don't know.
So what's the feeling out there with the talk of Magic Johnson now joining in on ownership possibility there for the Commanders?
Yeah, I mean, look, Harris understands what it's like to put an organization together. He, has done it at the NBA. He's done it at the NHL. He's a guy who, if it is him, and I won't be totally convinced that Bezos is entirely out of it, you know what I mean, until we see the final outcome. But if it does go Harris's way, This is someone who understands the ins and outs and the intricacies of the professional sports business. This is someone who has a legion of people at his speed dial who he knows can be a marketing guru, right, can be a director of sales, can be a head of promotions, can be a team president, could, you know, even on the football operations side, someone to oversee that, not necessarily someone to be involved in the nuances of who to take in the seventh round, but someone who, as a team president, could oversee all of the Washington Commandos, and they'll always be the Commandos to me. You know, the Commandos' day-to-day operations on the business side and the football side. Like, I would expect him to make, you know, his imprints on that organization sooner rather than later, if that is the direction that it goes in, given that he has the level of acumen that he has in terms of, you know what I mean, how the sausage is made. Whoever ends up taking this over will immediately be infinitely more hardwired to succeed than Dan Snyder ever was. I mean, this truly is a case of nowhere to go but up. And it, to the people in that organization, it absolutely positively feels like ding dong, the witch is dead. Like, you know what I mean? There's a new, you know, new boss coming to town. We just don't know who it is, but a new day is upon us.
Jason Lockenfour with us, Odyssey, Washington Post, NFL Insider, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Carmen. Okay, so the other big story, kind of like off-track betting in the Himalayas, like we learned about in Fletch, but this is just as important. It's been radio silence for Lamar Jackson. Everybody could talk to him last Wednesday. Hey, where's everybody talking? Where's this at? And it's been like 5 days of nothing. What's happening with this, Jay?
No, I mean, I think there's really the two biggest sort of quarterback stories in the league have stagnated, Lamar and Aaron Rodgers. And they could be, should be sort of intertwined. Look, we've never in the history of the league seen a situation like this where a fully healthy 26-year-old who has basically won three of every four football games he's played in as a professional and who is a few years removed from being a unanimous MVP, he's basically he's unrestricted free agent-ish, right? Like, he's not fully an unrestricted free agent, but he's unencumbered of any of the usual blockades that will prevent anyone from getting an above or above board audience with him at any given time. You can wine him, you can dine him, he can come to your place, you can go to his place, you can spend as much time with him as you want or desire, whenever, wherever you want or desire, and yet no one has even acknowledged this, right? No team has even acknowledged this to the point where anyone has spent an iota of time seemingly with him. I mean, that's counterintuitive, that's bizarre, that's baffling. These are the same billionaires, many of whom were born on third base and barely stumbled home drunkenly to home plate, who will interview 15 or 16 people for a head coaching job knowing that they'll only hire one, right? But they want to be as exhaustive as possible. They want to explore every avenue. We want to make sure that we... How many people did Jim Irsay talk to about his head coaching job? 18?
He called me at the end, and I told
him
I couldn't do it.
Lamar Jackson?
Right.
He's in line to get possibly the fourth best quarterback in a not-so-great quarterback draft that he tanked and torched and scorched earth his season for and hired a dude off his couch in Atlanta who wasn't a good high school football coach to try to get the first overall pick, because the only time he hasn't been a total jamoke in this league is when a 1-1 difference maker quarterback has fallen to him. It's happened twice. Manning and Luck. The second time he said he was going to win multiple Super Bowls with Luck, he never got close to one. And he's sitting there at four, knowing quarterbacks are going 1-2, and knowing Arizona's going to trade out of three. And he doesn't want to take the time after interviewing every Tom, Dick, and Harry in this league for his head coaching job to interview a quarterback and find out from his own mouth what he wants, what he can do for us, what we can do for him, and how we could strategize in a way, in a manner by which I might only have to give up two picks for him. This is a guy who bid against himself 4 years ago for the services to dead-to-rights Philip Rivers, who nobody else wanted, who was ready to go to Alabama or whatever and coach high school football, and he bid himself up to $30 million for him. But he doesn't want to find out what Lamar Jackson should like would cost him. Make any of this make sense? It looks to me like a super fishy situation. And if they are colluding, it sounds like they're colluding, someone better take one or two for the team and pretend they care about getting better. Pretend that this is a meritocracy. Pretend that this is about doing whatever we can possibly do to win and not just, you know, abiding by the whims of our other business partners. And get an audience with this kid. Because if you don't, you're going to get a collusion lawsuit handed to you, the likes of which that will make the MLB one look like chump change. And that was, I believe, involved billions. Like, somebody pretend they really want to get the best and the brightest and one of the five most impactful football players on the planet. And you don't have to give them an offer. Just pretend you care enough about winning and not about protecting the shield and tamping down salaries and doing what your fellow billionaire boys club guys would want you to do. And find out from Lamar himself where he's at. Because anything short of that is just, it's begging. It's begging a collusion lawsuit.
Yeah, right now I just want to go get some oxtails and I want to watch the Between Two Ferns episode that he's doing Lamar on Lamar.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, and I got to say, when your sizzle reel and your teaser clip involves talking about Marty Morningweg, you've either asked yourself the wrong questions or you horribly desperately need a new editor / producer to pick something out that's going to make people want to watch. Now, I'm going to watch no matter what, but yeah. Truz Productions could use some help, and hey, I'll consult for you guys. I'll do it, you know, gratis.
Do you think he discusses whether he's better than Bailey Zappi or Matt Jones?
Well, but look, there's four teams right now who the rest of the league is really looking at more than everybody else, saying, what the hell are you doing in regard to this kid? And the Patriots are certainly one of them. It's the Patriots, the Colts, it's the Jets, and the Falcons. Like, you can't make it make sense that none of them have already gone down there to at least hear from the kid's own lips where he is, what he wants, what you could do for him, what he could do for you. Like, make that make sense. Like, make that compute. How can they, you know, none of them even want to go down the road? And maybe it will be Belichick. He has no, like, that team is so unathletic. That team is so, like, non-electric, non-dynamic. It's plotting. They went out this weekend and signed, they signed Juju, a wide receiver who can't move, right? Then they signed Chris Board, like a special teams guy. Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you even trying to do? I mean, but Lamar himself, singularly, could make them a whole different thing. And if all Bill Belichick wants to do is beat you 17-14, if he just wants to play old school football, he wants to play rugby, you know, he wants to play a time of possession game, which it seems like he wants to do, who the hell's better equipped on the planet to do that from the quarterback position than Lamar Jackson?
You can follow him on Twitter at Jason LaConfora. That is at Jason LaConfora, Odyssey, Washington Post, and your official lacrosse odds maker here with us at Fox Sports Radio. Jay, as always, buddy, great stuff, man. We'll talk to you.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Always a great visit from Jason LaConfora, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
He was great.
I mean, he was. I said it for the longest time, Mike. I thought Wednesday you're going to have an offer from Belichick and the Patriots. It's going to have that poison pill in it that the Ravens can't match, and he's who he wants because that's the kind of quarterback that
Bill Belichick wants. He wants a dual-threat quarterback. You got a guy that's – nobody's done it better than Lamar Jackson. I thought he's ticketed for the Patriots. They're going to trade Mac Jones and move on from that, and we haven't gotten it. I am stunned the Patriots have not done this.
Well, where it's fun is the – since he doesn't have an agent and doesn't have, at least from outward appearances, anybody that's calling Shefty or Diana Rossini or – Rappaport, you know, all those guys that Aaron Rodgers pretends that he doesn't know.
No one's calling Michael Rappaport. Come on, he doesn't have anything. Come on.
You drafted who? look, you've got no conduit to the insider world, right? Jay Glazer was across the globe, got engaged. Our guy, congratulations. Look forward to sending you a wedding gift. Might just be a picture of Guy Fieri. I don't know. But the idea being that you don't have the normal leaks and information. So for all I know, Lamar Jackson has talked to 5 different teams. He's got dossiers on his desk, and he's before he does Lamar on Lamar, he makes some sort of decision or gives us some insight to what's going on. With the Patriots, Jones versus Zappe, not surprised. Zappe was more a guy just kind of flowing with things and you know, ready to, like, played like his hair was on fire, right? Because he got the opportunity with Mac Jones, a little more calculated, calibrated, and safe, which really is not winning football, as Lock and Forrest said. Hey, winning 17-14 is just fine by him. So, yeah, I have no doubt the Patriots want to do this. How much contact there's been, we have no idea. And I think that's one of the great things. With Aaron Rodgers, we've played it out partially in public, the other in absolute darkness. And with Lamar Jackson, we just don't know. Right, Laremy Tunsil went and got a 3-year deal, making him the highest paid tackle, an extension, and he's got no agent. He did it all himself. And everybody wants to blast Lamar. I don't know how many people you need telling you what you should and shouldn't do. You need a lawyer to make sure you're not getting screwed and that the guaranteed monies actually will be paid out and not in you know, some sort of currency, you know, the old Saturday Night Live joke, giant stone coins of the Yap Islanders, you know, that kind of thing. That's what you need for an agent for. Otherwise, it's a lot of mystery. And isn't that good for the league? It is for me.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Vegas! Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Now, before we get to the play of the night, Mike, I want to tell you, once again, evidence that I could be an NFL GM. Evidence I could
proof,
run a team.
Discernible proof.
Absolute proof. What did I tell you last week about when this whole crazy report came out about the Packers have all kinds of leverage over the Jets because the Packers don't have to pay Aaron Rodgers till right before the season, right? Ian Rappaport had a couple of people. What an ingenious thing, because you know they're getting all their info from the Packers.
It was great in theory. In a theoretical world, that is absolutely true. And we talked about this at the time, and while I wasn't as shaking my fist and angry as you, I recognize there's a theoretical world and there's the real world.
Yeah, there's all of that, right? And so I said, wait a minute, this is absolutely wrong. The Jets have all the leverage because, A, the Packers have already said we want to push Aaron Rodgers out and there's no going back. Okay, so how can you say you have the leverage? You want him gone because you want to move on. And secondly, if you hold out for too much, the Jets are going to say, okay, see ya. Wait, what? Yeah, see ya. And you're stuck with Aaron Rodgers and paying him and all kinds of stuff. So, no, you don't have the leverage. In fact, so much so, I think the Jets should, I said, what, the Jets should just forget about giving up a first and a second. Give up like a second and a third or a third and a fifth. You could play.
We will give you nothing.
Right? You could play hardball with that. That was last week. That was the middle of last week. What did ex-Eagles president Joe Banner have to say this weekend in an interview, right? This is a guy who built the Eagles into a powerhouse and was the president of the team for like 20 years, right?
What was the name of the guy that was going after the beer bandit? What was the name? Banner.
Oh.
Right, 'cause it was Robert Stack on The Simpsons?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, I forget. But here's Joe Banner, right? This is Joe Banner this weekend. Quote, "For me, the Jets can wait without any risk or consequence. The Packers, by waiting, risk that for some reason the Jets would not be interested, then they have no one to trade with, which really ruins their team for 2, probably 3 years.
Jason, how much did you pay him for this cameo?
I know, right? Seriously.
Did he sing you happy birthday?
Exactly what
end.
I said. There's nobody else trading for Aaron Rodgers. If you piss off the Jets, they're not going to trade for him.
You're a desperate franchise.
He gave him a couple of bars of After the Lovin' when he was done with it.
Dude, I could have run the Eagles for close to 20 years. I could have run the Eagles. 20 years I could have done it. Unbelievable, right? It could have been me. Could have been
crazy. Could have been. Should have been.
You know what?
The dream's not dead, buddy.
No, you're right.
LinkedIn updated.
You're right. No, I still could. I mean, the Eagles are pretty good right now. So I mean, it's not like they need me. But I mean,
the next downturn.
Oh, that's true.
Know.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And it might not be the Eagles. It might be the Jets if they don't land Aaron Rodgers. Because the revolt by fans in New York and New Jersey could be strong and swift.
Time now for the play of the night, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Play of the night, Progressive Insurance, every night at this time. Progressive making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Well, when you come from behind with two runs and walk off the bottom of the ninth inning of the World Baseball Classic and you advance to play the United States in the World Baseball Classic Championship, you get to be the play of the night, except it's in Japanese.
Murakami-ta!
There it is. Japanese television with the play-by-play call of the walk-off double that won the game. Clearly a shocker. Mexico looked like they had it. They were three outs away. Ohtani lit off with a double. Two batters later, it was over. United States, Japan for all the marbles tomorrow. Coming up next, my buddy Ben Maller, you are listening to Fox Sports Radio. Really, 57 by Julius Randle, and they couldn't win. 57!
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.